Why? Why do they treat him so shamefully? He has never harmed anyone. Only good and kind things has he ever done. Always has he healed the sick, raised the dead, cured diseases.
Many of the people around the master now were in the crowd of supporters when he rode triumphantly into Jerusalem. Then they sang his praises. Now some of them are the main ones taunting him, making fun of him, even spitting in his face.
Peter, take a look at us. Were we not also pressing close to the master as he rode into Jerusalem? Were we not proud to be close to him? It was an honor we cherished. Our hope that he was about to be crowned king was at a high pitch. What are we doing now? We are humiliated. We follow him at a distance. Our hope that he will be king of Israel is dashed to pieces. We are bowed down with grief and sorrow. Remember what our Lord said just last night? We did not believe him. All ye shall be offended because of me this night.
He knew us better than we knew ourselves.
Peter, you forget that our master is the Lord of heaven and earth. He created all things. He is the Son of God.
I do not deny what you say, John, yet if he is the Son of God, why does he permit such shame to come upon him and such vile insults hurled at him?
Always the doubting Thomas, aren't you?
Well, aren't such things a direct reflection upon God himself, upon the Master and upon us? Would the Son of God permit this? And if so, why?
Thomas, you doubt. We all could. Yet our faith and our association with him all these months should strengthen us to believe that he is the Messiah.
Your questions, Thomas, are hard to answer. I cannot answer them. But someday I am sure we will know and understand all truth.
Soldier, have the two thieves place their crosses at the two ends. Jesus shall be hung in the center. That should make the Jews happy.
You, put your cross down there. You put yours there. And you, put yours in the center. Now leave, woman, you're in the way. Here are the cords to bind their hands.
You'll never bind me to that cross, to any cross, Roman soldier. Barabbas, help me. Help me, Barabbas. I am one of your disciples. Help!
Tie him. Now bind the other thief to his cross. Bind him, hold him.
John, is Jesus going to permit himself to be bound to the cross like these thieves?
He has power to deliver himself from his enemies.
Oh, but will he? He gave life to the dead. He made the blind see and the lame walk. Will he allow himself to be cruelly slain? Oh, to hold him once again in my arms and bathe his brow that once was pillowed upon my bosom.
They have a hammer and nails.
They're going to nail his hands and feet to the cross. She's fainted. Oh, help me, Peter. We will carry her from the scene.
Soldier, here are the hammer and nails. Do your duty.
Yes, sir.
Well, Annas and Caiaphas should be happy. For which they have worked long months is about to be fulfilled.
Caiaphas showed more determination than I thought he would.
You mean viciousness, I'm sure.
Call it what you will. They have been successful. And look at Jesus. The soldiers are driving nails through his feet now. And not one look or sign of hatred. He remains calm and serene.
As usual.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Forgive us? How dare he ask God to forgive us? We have done nothing. We are God's representatives.
One must admire the man's bearing and fortitude.
I admire nothing about him. He does not respect nor honor the authority of anyone.
You mean he has no respect for you.
Or you. Or anyone.
Except God.
Soldier, have strong men lift the cross and jam it hard down in the hole prepared for it in the rock.
You are cruel.
And you, I'm surprised at you.
Your word is respected in Israel. Yet you just said that Jesus has respect for God. Does that mean that you think he is the Messiah? The Son of God?
Perchance Jesus is the Messiah. What then? What about us? We are responsible for his death.
But he isn't the Messiah! You yourself have said so many times.
All through the trials and ridicule and cruelty of the people, he has carried himself as a god would. He has held himself aloof.
Captain, what are you doing?
Nailing this to the cross of Jesus above his head. Pilate's orders. Read it.
Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Pilate should not have written that he is king, but that he said he is king.
What Pilate has written, he has written.
If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ.
He saved others. Himself he cannot save.
Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe him.
He trusted in God. So he said, let God deliver him now, if he can. If thou be the Christ, save thou thyself and us.
Dost thou not fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation?
No longer do I fear God or man, or this is the end.
I seeing this man Jesus, how he acts, how he forgives, I suddenly fear that there is a future beyond the grave. Oh, my life has been nothing but one sin after another, and now my life is about to end. We are being crucified justly, but this man has done nothing amiss.
Neither have we!
Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Verily, I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise.